It's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
To you.
Happy birthday.
To you.
Happy birthday.
Dear Dada.
Happy birthday.
To you.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. How come I'm singing more of my birthday song than you?
Because if you said to you, it'd be weird.
That's true. Yeah. I'm almost done with my 30s. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Uh-huh.
Is it weird being the child of a celebrity?
30-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, is it weird when kids ask you for an autograph?
Nobody asks me for autographs.
They don't?
No.
Oh. Do they ask you for selfies?
No.
They don't?
My friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, not because they care.
They don't care about you?
That's not what I mean.
That's so sad. You want to elaborate? Why do your friends not care about you?
That's not what I meant.
So tell me a story. What have you been up to?
Is this the ASMR episode?
Oh, it can be.
Ready?
Yeah. ASMR looks like it's hard work for you.
It is.
You're struggling. Why are you struggling so hard? That doesn't sound relaxing.
Okay, what about this?
Oh, that's very loud.
Very loud. That wasn't very good.
No, you thought it would be easy to be an ASMR specialist.
Yeah.
Requires years of proper training.
Yep.
So what have you been up to? You've been setting some deadlines for yourself?
Yes, I have.
I've been hearing rumors on the street that you want to like learn how to buy and sell stock. You want to become a property heiress?
A what?
You want to like buy property and sell it? No.
You want to buy comics and sell them?
Is that what you're doing? You're buying digital comics and selling them for money?
No, but I heard someone else in this family is doing that.
Yeah, you're very monetarily driven these days.
What?
You want the money.
I'm not making money.
No, but do you want to make money?
Now?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but that's not why I'm doing it.
So what are you doing? Tell us.
I am creating a website.
You're creating a website?
Yes.
What's it called?
Comics4you.2. No, it's called bookbookwhos there.com.
I've heard of this website before. I heard rumors about it over a year ago, actually.
Yes, this is possible.
And then?
And then, I don't know what happened.
I heard you fired the CEO and took the job.
I heard you fired the CEO and rehired.
How can I fire the CEO?
I don't know.
You're the shareholder.
Well, I recently got hired.
Oh, you were hired? So I guess I'm the shareholder.
I don't know.
Your old CEO just wasn't working out.
Now he's working out a lot.
He's working out, so he wasn't working out for the business.
Yeah.
He had great ideas, but he couldn't execute. So he hired the new CEO for BookBook Who's There. You've been on the job for how long?
4 days.
4 days. And you have a launch date?
Yes.
When is that?
6 days.
In 6 days?
August 1st.
So in 10 days from when you were hired, you're ready to turn this business around?
Yes, but it wasn't me, really. The only reason I'm able to launch it this fast is because Jay did all the hard parts. Of, like, doing the coding and creating the whole domain website thing.
That's nice of you. It's gracious of you to give. All these CEOs do that when they fire the old one that wasn't working out. They always say, oh, I want to thank Timmy. I want to thank Lucy for their hard work. They really set me on a path to success. But the truth is, if they're doing such a good job, they wouldn't have been fired in the first place. So it's very gracious of you. You've already learned how to replace the CEO.
He did a good job with the first part. Yeah. But the second part was...
You're not supposed to say where they did a bad job. That's, you have to just say, yeah, no, they were good, but you know, the board decided to go in a different direction. You want to practice that?
They were good, but I'm better.
So in 10 days from taking over the reins, you know, like Santa Claus, he has the reins.
Yep.
You're going to launch the website.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what is it?
This is
a website. You know, I have like tens of people that are going to be watching this.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for you. You just got the CEO seat.
Yeah.
You're about to launch a product. You're on a famous person's podcast.
Yeah, all tens of these people.
Yes, you need to tell them what it is, but very, quickly. What's your elevator
pick? Very good podcast. Number one podcast you're listening to right now.
Yeah, that's the one. You're familiar with my product.
I am.
I'm an influencer.
Very high quality product.
It is. That mic isn't cheap, bro.
Okay, so my website is a book review website, but it's not just any book review website. My website is different because my website is book reviews for kids that are written by kids.
Ooh, who's written them? You hire children to do your work?
No, I wrote them.
Oh, you did them?
And Jay, who is currently at camp, actually he's coming home today.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Gem and M will be helping, I think, write the reviews. So it'll be by me and him. And maybe someday other people. You never know.
Other kids?
Yeah.
Do you have friends that can read?
I do.
Yeah. Will you offer them gigs?
Maybe.
How will you pay them?
I don't know. My friends are probably, they'll probably be pretty easy to pay. I'll pay them in like pasta.
Pasta? Oh, you'll do like a...
Is that allowed? No, yeah. I'll probably pay them in money.
But you have, will your website have money? How will your website make money?
Wait. I don't know. Does the Amazon...
Ooh, you can put links to the books so people buy a book that you recommend.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, you maybe Amazon works like that. You'll get a commission. I like that idea.
Are we allowed to tell people this?
Sure.
Okay. So, if you buy a book from my website, I think I get commission, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
And if a lot of people start using your website, then you can also put ads on it. So, you need people to go to your website. So, maybe all of my tens of people will go to your website.
Yep.
So, how many book reviews are you going to put to start?
Well, I set a very low goal, so I wouldn't be too stressed out about getting it done. Because I knew I wanted to launch by August 1st. So there will be at least 5.
Okay.
5 to 10.
Okay.
But there's definitely going to be more. Coming. Yeah.
How many books have you read?
I don't actually know.
104 to 106?
Maybe.
105.
Is that a lot?
Of books?
Yeah.
100 books? I mean, Sam Ate the Cat, Bat Hat books. Those are
small. Oh, yeah. I've probably read 100 of those.
Yeah.
I've read quite a few books in my lifetime.
What are some of the favorites? Is the book going to have like, oh, these are books I like? Or is it going to be a section of like, these are dumpster books. Do not read these books. They're so bad. I can't believe this author should be beaten with candies. Is there a beat the author section? Is there a section where you'd be like, if I meet this author, I'm going to tell them they made a mistake. They should do something else for their profession.
I'm not sure. Don't want to make... there's not a dumpster section right now, but maybe there will be soon. Okay.
Like bad books.
Yeah.
Who would read those?
No, I don't know. It could be like, I read these so you don't have to.
Oh, I like that. I think I like that. But, oh, you know what else they do?
What?
All these schools have, like, summer reading lists.
Yeah.
So you should read those books before summer.
Oh, I should. How do I know what the summer reading lists are, though?
Just ask the school. Ask the library.
My school only?
I mean, you can ask your school. You can ask other... I think there's probably some, like...
This is fifth grade for...
Yeah, there must be something that US? Says, like, for different school districts, they have different books. But a lot of the books are pretty similar.
Yeah.
So year over year, do the books change?
Wait, but do I have to read like all the like 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, all those grades books?
It would be good.
But what if I read the 10th grade books? I'm only in 7th grade.
Well, make him read those.
Oh, yeah?
You have another one. But you need someone in, grade 4.
What?
To read the younger books. I guess you could read those, too.
Grade 4 doesn't have summer reading.
Grade 5?
Grade 5, 6, 7.
Does it start at grade 5 level?
For me.
Like, if I have a kid who is, doesn't really like to read.
Yeah.
Will you have a section of gateway books? Like, hey, read these books if your kid doesn't like to read. It'll help them discover the fun of reading.
I think I should. I think all the books that are really good, just pick a 5-star book and read that one.
Like, what's a 5-star book?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's a good one. What if you're afraid of fantasy books?
Frindle.
Ooh, that's another good one. Frindle's a bit easier to read than Harry Potter.
Frindle's definitely for younger ages, but older ages can read it too.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good book. I actually read it yesterday.
Again?
Yeah.
The whole book?
Yeah, it's very short.
You read the whole book yesterday?
Yeah, because
really?
I wanted to refresh my memory for the review.
I heard from a good source that there's a Frindle too.
Was that source me?
Yes.
Okay. I have not read that one yet, actually, because I'm scared it's going to be bad.
We should read it.
We should read it.
Let's get it.
If it's bad, I'll put it in the dumpster section.
Yeah, put it in the dumpster section. Be like, this is so crazy. I have a good book and a bad book.
If you like Frindle, don't read this. You're going to be sad.
Yeah, or read this first, then go read Frindle.
Yeah.
Should we go to the bookstore today?
Sure.
Should we walk around and see what books? And should we ask them about, hey, when, how much before summer do you figure out what the summer reading list is and all that? Should we do some research like that? I can also build you a dashboard so you can see how many people visit your website.
Really?
Yep.
Can it be like this many people visited your website, this many people bought books?
Yeah.
This many
bought
people.
Books is a different thing from if it's Amazon, yes. Another thing we could do is we could put a mailing list thing there so that every time there's a new review, you could send an email with the new review. So people don't have to keep coming back to the website. If they've come, they've seen your website, but they don't know if there's new stuff.
That's a good idea.
Or are you going to put a sign that says, come back every, Monday for new reviews or something like that?
I might do something. That might be a better idea.
What about doing a video where you show the book and you're like, hey, this book, this is what I love. This is what I didn't love. And then you could just talk about it. It could be written. And you could also talk about it for people that don't want to read, because that's kind of maybe some of your people.
The real book is, it's just book who's there has an Instagram, actually.
It's at the real book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know a couple of people that have following online that could help you build a little bit of your following too.
Yeah, like who? Oh, your tens of people.
My tens of people. What do you think is important? Like, you're 12.
Yes.
You're starting a business.
Yes.
Super weird.
Why?
Because you're 12.
Okay.
What are you going to do if you have $800 that you get through your business? What will you do with that money?
I don't know.
Buy comic books?
Yeah. Buy comic books, sell comic books. I don't have more money. I don't know what to do with that.
No, the right answer is you could hire your friends.
What if my friends don't want to do it?
Well, if they want to, you could. How much would you pay for a book review? Because you still have to review their review to make sure it meets the standards of your website, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how much I'm making. If I'm making 12 cents an hour, then I'll probably pay them
pasta. It'll be more valuable.
Yeah.
But just invite them over for lunch and then say, everyone, please finish reading a book and do one review. But you still have to do the work after they do that review.
I have to read the book too and read their review to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's better than having to write the review, because sometimes I'm just sitting there and I'm like...
It's easier to edit. I find it a lot easier to edit than to write.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. What else you got going? How's camp been?
Good.
What was the funniest thing you did at camp? Did you do any Michael Jackson dancing?
Yes, actually. And at both camps. Well, no. At one camp, I did a Michael Jackson dancing. And then at the other camp, I did a Michael Jackson pose. It was at strength and conditioning. There was this drill that we did where you put on like a backpack that has a leash and then someone has to hold you and you have to try and run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was really fun. But before we did the running, while everyone was still putting it on, my friend was holding the string and I was doing the Michael Jackson where you like, it's like a forward trust fall, you know?
While they hold the
leash. But they were holding me, so my face was like this close to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, you did that move.
Yeah.
That pose. That's cool.
That was fun.
Did they like do the thing where they let you fall a little bit? Everyone does that. Did yeah. they? Was it funny? Did yeah. you get scared?
Yeah.
You put your hands? You must have. You're not going to try to catch yourself with your tongue. Are you excited to go back to school?
Not really.
You still have like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've got some time. I'm excited to go back to school shopping though. I love back
Ooh, to school shopping. What do you do for back to school shopping?
Go to Target, get a cart, go around. It'll be fun.
Oh, you know what we didn't sign up for yet this year?
Oh, that thing.
What thing?
The backpack.
Should I sign us up?
Yeah. Usually we do a boy and a girl about mine and Jay's ages. And you go back to school shopping for them because they maybe can't afford the school supplies. So they tell you how old they are, what like some of the things they like, and they give you what they need. And then while you're back to school shopping, you go for them too. So you buy them everything they need. So you get them the backpack, lunchbox, notebooks, pencils, colored pencils, all the things they need. And then you give it to them.
Well, we put it in the backpack.
Oh yeah, you pack the backpack with all the stuff.
And we put their name on it. And then we send it with the other children who are from that same organization. And we send it. And then they get that for their back to school day. It's good, right?
Warm and fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy. Let's play 20 questions and then we'll wrap it up.
Wait, let's tell jokes.
Okay, you go first.
What do you say when you lose 25% of your roof?
What?
Oof.
Oof.
I told you this one earlier,
jokes
but this is
a riot. Are you kidding me right now?
Your turn.
Oh, my turn. Okay, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
Would you rather have a lizard sleep in your bed every night?
What happened to the raccoon?
Or have a baby goat live in your bathroom?
A lizard.
Lizard?
Yeah, I'd make it like a little home in my bed. Because my bed's a canopy, so I can hang him. And make
You
him
just hang him.
No, you not just by hang him, his just tail him. Or anything. Like
You're just going to...
I'd make him like
You're
going to
lynch the lizard.
No, I'd make
Lynchy
him...
Lynchy the lizard.
No, no.
Bro, that's so bad. That's not. Why don't you say I'm going to kill the goat in the bathroom?
No.
And then drain his blood in the bathtub.
I'd hang like a little treehouse for him and I'd make his home in there so it's like dangling from the canopy, like the rod. So he's technically still in my bed, but he's just my pet lizard.
You know, there are people whose like worst nice nightmare is that a lizard falls in their mouth while they're sleeping.
I thought it was spiders.
On their face. All those things. Depends where you live. You find different things to be afraid of.
Hmm. What are you afraid of?
Not really anything.
You're a tough guy over here.
No, I'm not tough. I'm just not scared of those things. Like, I'm afraid of a lion walking here. I'm afraid of things you should be afraid of. I'm not afraid of things just imaginary.
Like lizards?
Like lizards falling on me when I'm sleeping. Huh. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I went to my friend's Halloween costume party with somebody on my back. My friend asked me, "What are you?" I said, "I'm a turtle." And then she said, who's on your back?" I said, "That's Michelle."
Michelle.
Yeah.
Would you choose the power to turn into a mermaid? Like every time you went into the ocean, your legs would turn into flippers.
And I can breathe underwater?
And you could breathe underwater. And
Wait,
you could swim
can
fast.
I like control it or is it as soon as I touch water?
That's the thing. It's as soon as you touch water.
What about when I'm
that's
showering?
That's not in the shower.
Okay. What about like a pool?
Mermaid.
Okay.
Activates.
But when I get out of the water, do I have legs? Like, can I walk?
It takes 24 minutes before you convert. You have to be fully dry for two dozen minutes. 24 minutes before your legs appear again.
Okay. Or? Wait, fully dry? Like I have to wait till I'm completely dry?
You have to dry yourself, and then from when you're dry, 24 minutes.
Okay. Or?
Or not. You don't have that power.
Not. You're
just normal.
Not.
You don't want that power?
Well, it's cool, but I'm perfectly fine how I am.
You know what you could see in the ocean? You'd be a mermaid. You could breathe underwater. You'd win every Marco Polo game ever.
Why?
Because you could swim underwater in the pool.
So?
You're so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody could do anything.
I don't know. It's cool, but...
And you could shower
what
normally.
What if there's like an emergency and I can't go anywhere?
What if there's an emergency at sea and you could save people? You'd be the best lifeguard ever. Which emergency do you have? We'll just take you like a seal in one of those bags. You just be flopping there on the floor. We'll just throw you in something and take you.
What's green, fuzzy, has four legs, and would kill you if it falls out of a tree?
Green, fuzzy, four legs. Something moldy? Like a moldy bear? No? What?
A pool table.
If that fell on a tree, that would really hurt.
It fell on you out of a tree?
That would really, yeah, that'd take you out.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a laugh that sounds like a helicopter?
Like every time I laugh, it's just a...
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Would you rather have a... laugh? Or would you prefer it make that noise every time you fart?
What?
Yeah.
I'd rather have a laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How come?
Because helicopters just like... Push, push, push.
You don't want a helicopter fart sound?
No.
That would be kind of cool.
No.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because then you get busted in the pool. Imagine you just go... You just go moving so fast. That would
cool.
be cool. What do you think kids your age are thinking these days?
I don't know. What should I take for lunch tomorrow?
Mm.
What should I do? What do I do now? How about now?
What are fun things? Have you watched any fun shows? Or are you stressed out? Or are you super chill?
I'm pretty chill.
That's good. When? You're going to a concert soon.
I am.
When is it?
October.
That's not soon.
That's pretty soon.
Who's in the concert?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Do you want to go to her house?
No.
I know where she lives.
Okay.
Should we just go to her house and then you don't have to go to the concert?
No.
What if we go to her house and we force her to sing for you?
No.
Huh?
And I won't be allowed to her concert.
You won't be allowed, no. You'll be in jail.
Yes.
But it would be a good night. No.
No.
It wouldn't be good. Would you rather? Why you do that face?
Because you have weird would you rather questions.
Would you rather have a bat's ears?
Or? Do they look like a bat's ears? Or
yes.
They just, okay. Do they?
The same.
What?
They function like a bat's ears, but okay. They look like a bat's ears.
Okay, or?
Or? A frog's tongue.
Frog's tongue.
Why?
I could just like.
Yeah. And catch flies and eat them.
No, I would like get. I could get things like that.
Yeah.
I could like be sitting and be like, oh, my book's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
How long did you think the frog's tongue is though? If the book's all the way there, how would you?
I don't
get
know.
It?
They like roll and then they roll back.
Yeah. How long? I think as long as your arm max.
Max.
Yeah.
Boo.
You could reach it with your hand.
Yeah. No, but I'm bigger than a frog, so obviously my tongue has to be bigger.
No, I'm saying it's bigger. It's the size of your arm, your whole tongue. Where will
no,
it fit in your
frogs.
Mouth otherwise?
Normal frog is the size of my arm.
So how long do you want your tongue to be?
Like, at least, like...
10 feet?
Yeah. I don't know.
You wouldn't
stuff.
Take bat's ears? Sonic, like radar ears?
And they'd just be, like, in the way. How would I wear hats?
I know all the hats you wear now.
Get custom hats.
Yeah. People love hearing from kids. I don't know why. I'm like, there's nothing special. But the people love hearing from kids. So what are you pondering these days? They want to know how to connect with their own almost teenagers.
I don't know.
What is this transition now? You used to like buying like Cat and Jack clothes. Now you're on wear Lululemons and stuff. How did that happen?
This is from Nani?
Yeah, I know it's a gift because parents don't spend that much money on their kids who are constantly growing. Only you can trick your grandparents to do that.
It was my birthday present.
Yep.
But see, I'm constantly growing, but I can still grow this much.
Your lizard arm can, or your frog tongue arm, mm-hmm. can still grow into that shirt.
Yep.
What's your favorite shirt to wear now? Or like brands? Tell me three brands that you really like.
Hollister.
Hollister?
Kendra Scott.
Who?
Kendra Scott.
What is that?
A jewelry store.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you want from there?
I don't know.
Like what? Like a necklace or earrings or what else do they have?
Bracelet. I'd get a bracelet.
A bracelet? You'd get a Kendra Scott bracelet?
Oh, actually, maybe not. Maybe I'd go to Little Words Project. I like those bracelets.
Little Words Project?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you make the own?
Like you can make it or you can get it. I'd probably make one.
Okay.
I have four that I made.
Okay, so Little Words Project is one. This is good because people who want gifts for tweens, they can listen to this and be like, oh, I'll go there and I'll get her that.
Okay, so then either Little Woods Project or Kendra Scott, those are both good. Since it's my birthday, I'd probably pick Lululemon because I can like get a gift. But it's not like what I wear all the time. You know?
Okay.
Because like, I don't usually go there. Like, you don't but usually you like take that. Me there.
You think it's cool. Like, you think this is... At your age, your friends are starting to wear brands that, like, their moms wear instead of what kids normally wear.
Yeah. Oh, Target.
What's a Target?
Everything.
Oat milk.
No, probably wouldn't get oat milk.
You drink that other milk.
What?
What is it?
Whole milk?
Growing bones milk. What yeah. is it called, that one?
Whole milk? Growing ears?
Growing ears. That's it. You're in your growing years. We haven't measured you recently, but I know there's been some growing going on.
Hopefully.
Yep. Your brain's growing.
Yeah.
Your hair's growing. Your body's growing. Everything's growing. Your feet are growing. Your shoe size now, you have to now wear women's shoes.
Hopefully I can grow.
You wore high heels at the wedding.
I did.
Was that weird?
Yes.
Do you have any idea why so many women wear high heels?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Do you know why women remove the pockets?
They look pretty, but I feel like you can find shoes that look pretty and don't make your feet hurt.
Like sneakers?
Yeah. But I guess also they didn't want height.
For what, though?
I don't know.
What about pockets?
I don't get it!
Can you start a brand for women that has pockets?
That's what I said last time on the podcast. Has shoes? That's what I like said last time height? On the podcast. When Lauren asked me a question, she was like, if you would start a brand, would you start? I said, I would start a brand for girls' clothes that have pockets and that also have something. I don't remember what. Oh, it's like clothes. Because right now, my size, the only things that fit me are like the same clothes I've worn since I was like...
What's that?
Like little.
A dog? Oh, okay, yeah. A little. Okay.
But I want to wear, like, start wearing different clothes, but they don't fit. You know?
I think we're done. Okay, go ahead. Let's start the final sequence.
What's the final sequence?
You have to start singing and stuff.
I sang yesterday. It's your turn.
What did you sing yesterday?
I'm Michael Jackson. Okay, you sing, I'll dance.
Okay. You want to dance?
Yeah.
Okay, which song?
You choose.
Everyone falls in love sometime. I don't know about you, but it ain't a crime.
Dynasty, ready? Do you want to see my cool dance move? You go.
You better know. It's not a crime. Remember that. Hold on, man. Praise for Daniel. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Can you sing that? Huh?
No.
I don't know if you're allowed to put music.
Oh, yeah.
Are you allowed?
I don't know.
When I sing, it never gets flagged somehow.
Somehow. I wonder why.
Thank you for chatting with me. You seem tired.
No, no, you're not allowed I'm to do the tired. Ending. You just have to...
Oh, just cut it off?
Yeah. Here's a tip. When you play tag and some